Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and we certainly welcome your calls ordinarily at out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us this afternoon on the program Abil Saadi, who's a health journalist who supports Radio Liberty. And we're going to be talking about, well, what almost every day you're going to see an article in the paper about the danger of avian flu. And you'll hear about it on television, you'll hear it discussed on the radio, you'll read about it in your news magazines, and day after day, like the steady beat of a drum, the danger of avian flu, the danger of avian flu. It's only a matter of not if, but when it is going to mutate. And when it does, millions and millions and millions and millions of people are going to die. And, you know, so far about a little over 60 people have died. Oh, coordinating now after a decade of work, they suddenly found that the Spanish flu virus, which they went up to the Antarctic or to the Arctic and dug up, they found that now after working on this for 10 years, this was an avian flu that had mutated and killed 20 million, or was it 50 million, or was it 100 million people back in 1918 and 1919. The figures keep changing, you know, because, of course, the higher the figure of death then, the more imminent the threat now. Well, with the background and a discussion of what's going on, there's so much incredible things that are happening. Abil Saadi, why don't you pick up and run with the ball?
Well, it certainly is an intriguing story, and two things are going on at the same time. One, the sales hype. Let's get the flu shots. Let's buy the Tamiflu. Now, if you can all recall the Cabbage Patch dolls and how they sell them each Christmas, if there's a shortage, everybody buys them. Of course, that's exactly what was said in some of the magazines, some of the people saying, you know, it's interesting that Americans kind of don't go for the flu shots unless there's a shortage. So they create the shortage and the panic and the whatever. They've got 96 million, doses to sell because the government buys these, orders them bought, but the public has to roll up their sleeves, and eventually the money gets changed over on the public side as they buy their flu shots. So we've got to convince 96 million Americans to buy them because we don't want to leave the drug companies with a loss. So our Centers for Disease Control, now our salesmen for the vaccine manufacturers. Let's even get more creative, because now that we've run out of that, we're going to need something else, because this dreaded flu is coming. You know, the one that's not jumped, it's only killed 60 people, never jumped from a human to another human, just supposedly from birds to humans. And it's taken 2 years to do that. But regardless of all that, we're just on edge, because there could be this mutation. Remember that when they went and got the H5N1 flu, Spanish flu virus out of the permafrost in Alaska, it took him a year to piece that thing together. There's question whether they really pieced one together ever. You really can't get DNA out of something that's like that. Anyway, with all those questions aside, what they have planned is, let's go for Tamiflu, $3 billion worth, and then we've got unloaded on the public. Of course, it doesn't really prevent the flu. You have to get the flu, and then you take it, and then it'll stop you from having the symptoms and dying and so on. $3 billion going to Don Rumsfeld. He's, of course, the former president of Gilead Sciences that, of course, developed Tamiflu initially.
So hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Abil Saadi, a health journalist, and we're talking about the terrible danger of the avian flu epidemic. And as I pointed out just a moment ago, day after day, week after week, month after month, the steady drumbeat of the danger of avian flu. And as we find our molds, minds being molded, our tastes being formed, or our ideas suggested by the medium, that is creating a mass hysteria of the danger of avian flu. And as Bill was just saying, why, of course, the treatment for this is something called Tamiflu. And they're talking about spending billions of dollars to buy these pills, or about $7 each. It is interesting to note that the company that created this, Gilead, their former president was a man named Donald Rumsfeld, now the President's Secretary of Defense. Haven't you ever noticed how he rubs his hands together? This is one of, in my opinion, one of the greatest scams of all time, and yet there is a possibility that they could actually release something of that sort. And those of you who have not yet read the statement by Dr. MacArthur back in July of 1969, when he testified before the House Appropriations Committee for Military Affairs and asked for $10 million so the military could create a new disease for mass killing. And as he said, you know, give us $10 million, we can create a disease for which there'll be no immune response. Some people think we shouldn't be doing this because it's another means of mass killing. But they gave them the money, and 10 years later, why, we had a new disease. It was called acquired immunodeficiency disease. Where did Ebola come from? Where did Lyme disease come from? Where did Marburg disease come from? Where did SARS come from? Where did NIFA disease come from? And all these new diseases that are plaguing mankind, and now we hear any day now why this virus may mutate, but you must understand, they can mutate viruses. They can do whatever they want to with them. Could it be possible? Could it be possible that they made a much more virulent form of influenza than has ever existed before? They really have, haven't they, Bill?
Well, they have in a laboratory the most dangerous, well, biological weapon ever created has been created right here in the United States. It's not mutating from any birds. By the way, did you notice how the bird flu has made it all the way around the world? It's in Poland, Romania, Turkey. How did it get there? What happened? Well, of course, the Japanese have reported this. The Japan Times reports that they genetically checked the strain of bird flu in their birds in farms there and found out it came from South America. And they put two and two together, and the birds have vaccines. They're giving the birds vaccines, and somehow somebody came to Japan and vaccinated the birds with this flu strain.
Well, our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, and we're talking about the fact that in Japan recently, they found out that their birds, had an unusual type of avian flu. It was an avian influenza virus that did not exist in Japan and different at all, completely from the one that they have in the Far East, this H5N1. This is one that came from South America, and the Japanese, in an article I have read, which Bill provided for me, have questioned, could it be possible that this was brought to Japan and put in the vaccines that were given to their birds, and that's how they got this influenza, this different, entirely different strain throughout their birds in Japan. So pick up the story on that. That's a frightening thought.
Well, the spread of the bird flu in the birds now, not in the humans, not to humans, the spread of the in the birds all over the world is a signal that somebody is intentionally trying to create fright all over the world. There's an intentional effort to do this, to get this on a world agenda, worldwide effort of creating fear. And of course, now what we're more concerned about, remember, I'm just trying to tell you, they're hyping, they're creating fear, they want us to jump. There's about 290 million doses of flu vaccine that are made all around the world every year. They're trying to get everybody to jump and buy these. Okay, we understand the hype. But at the same time, something more sinister is afoot. And the sinister part is that we intentionally mutated this virus, the H5N1, the so-called Spanish flu, and we've created a virulent strain in a laboratory right here in the United States at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And it is, according to Nature magazine, 39,000 times more virulent than any other form of virus influenza ever, ever developed.
But now, Bill, why would they develop such a virulent form of deadly virus and not even keep it in a grade 4, class 4 facility? We know that somehow, weaponized anthrax got out of some government laboratory and killed a number of people. We know that, as you pointed out, that the SARS epidemic began with a professor who was working with these sort of viruses in China. How could we be sure that this new terribly deadly form of a virus wouldn't get out of this laboratory and is not even a high quality laboratory where they would have all the guarantees and protections we would have at most laboratories?
Well, they are supposed to be using the spacesuit kind of technology where, you know, you go in and out in a spacesuit. That's the kind of grade 4 kind of protection. And, of course, it's New Scientist magazine, along with other researchers around the world, just alarmed that there wasn't this grade 4 protection and security. And understand, this is not as secure from military type of standpoint. Fort Detrick in Maryland, where they had the anthrax vaccine, was much more secure. So remember, there is an anthrax terrorist out there somewhere. He got away. He was cunning. They tracked this back 2 years later. The anthrax vaccine came out of Fort Detrick in Maryland.
Now, you're not speaking of the vaccine. You're speaking of the anthrax.
The weaponized anthrax. The weaponized anthrax. It came out of there, and, of course, somebody got to it. So if that terrorist is still, roaming around, if he was that cunning, he slipped by the FBI and everyone else, I'm sure he could get into this one at the University of Wisconsin, which, of course, is a less secure facility. So we have to ask ourselves, and of course, anybody that might have prior knowledge. Now, we do know that Dick Cheney had somehow gotten tipped off and began to take Cipro and other antibiotics to protect against the anthrax. So if we hear about Dick Cheney taking Tamiflu or our military taking Tamiflu, we should be really on guard here.
Let me just point out that on the evening of September 11th, 2001, Dick Cheney and all of the members of his White House staff started on Cipro. Now, this is a potentially dangerous antibiotic because it weakens the tendons, the Achilles tendon. You certainly can't play tennis or anything like that when you're on Cipro because it weakens the tendons. So why would he have started on an antibiotic specific for anthrax unless he either knew or suspected that there was going to be an anthrax attack? And yet Dick Cheney and his staff started on anthrax, but they didn't tell anybody that they suspected or knew there was going to be an anthrax attack. And we have to ask ourselves, how could they have possibly known? My understanding is the president was started on it as well. The furthest thing from the mind of the average American after 9/11 was an anthrax attack, but it would appear that some people at the highest levels of our government suspected weaponized anthrax would be released in Washington, D.C. That is a frightening thing, and yet, if you have any question, we have the proof of that Dick Cheney and his staff at the White House started on Cipro. So the question is, as Bill is pointing out, if you hear that they're starting to take Tamiflu, why, you certainly want to be very, very concerned.
We're asking about, is there a plan? Is there a plan? Yes, there is a plan. And of course, there's a scenario being laid out. This is by actually Professor Michael Osterholm, a PhD, Master's in Public Health Professor, School of Public Health at the University of Minnesota, and he's drafting our United States response, our preparedness plan. Now, this is the author of a book 1 year before 9/11, Living Terrors. He predicted there would be a biological attack in New York. Sure enough, there was. And, of course, now he's leading the plan, our preparedness plan. And, of course, that has a scenario. What if this kind of, influenza should break out? What would happen in America? And they're calling for 36% estimation of the United States public would be infected. That's just a little under 100 million people. And, of course, there would be about 5.8% of those people infected would die, which would roughly be about 4 or 5 million people. And I find it really quite interesting that just now, just this last year, we found plans for 9/11, a scenario that planes would hit buildings, and it seems to have been reenacted on the streets of New York in reality according to that plan. We found that the hurricane in New Orleans, there was a scenario for that of where it would occur, where the flooding would occur, how high the water would be, how many people would die. Exactly according to that scenario, you can see it in Scientific American magazine. It was all written up in 2001.
Now, let me just, for our listeners out there, Dr. Osterholm, earlier this year in the July-August issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, which is the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which really controls both political parties. I mean, our Secretary of State always comes from there, the Director of the CIA always comes from there, and most of our presidents have come from the CFR, but their magazine, Foreign Affairs, published an article by Dr. Osterholm, who is saying pretty much what Bill is saying, but also recently he's written an article. Was that his article in Nature magazine that told us exactly what we can anticipate?
Well, it certainly was, and of course Nature magazine has something that's out of character, and that is a fictional tale. Now, I understand Nature magazine is a science magazine, and yet its editor, at the time he wrote this, he wasn't editor, he is now, but earlier in the year here, he wrote a kind of a fictional account of a journalist who was writing, a freelance journalist writing out of Washington, D.C., writing a book on pandemic preparedness. And then all of a sudden, the real flu pandemic breaks out. And it's a logbook, like this actually was occurring, only it's dated into the future.
Now, this is in Nature magazine.
Almost and it says the flu pandemic breaks out on December 26th, the day after Christmas. President George Bush addresses the news press in the East Room. There's a whole speech of his. I may give you a few words of it. Remember, this is just fictional. By February of 2006, 50,000 are dead in Paris, 30 million dead worldwide. It's approaching the United States. The United States is battened down before the storm. The government has outlined all gatherings in public places. Stay at home is the message blaring from every American TV screen. A CNN reporter screams out loud on television, "Why aren't there more drugs? I can't believe there's no vaccine. This can't be happening in America." And as the story goes on, troops are on the streets. Face masks are being sold for $20. Pharmacies being guarded by the military. By May of 2006, the pandemic is declared over. The vaccine has arrived, and it's going to save the world. And of course, I'm just wondering, why would this writer do something like this? It's almost like he's winking at us. It's almost like, here's how it's going to unfold, folks, I'm trying to tell you. And of course, it just has an eerie kind of a scenario to it. Even a speech given by the president, you know, where he says, "On my orders, Department of Homeland Security will implement the pandemic influenza response and preparedness plan. It'll serve as our roadmap," says this speech, "to cooperate with the global community to respond to the pandemic. We are ready. Thank you, and may God bless you." President George W. Bush, his fictional speech. But you see, it's just odd that these things seem to, art seems to precede reality in every place that we step. Wherever they're practicing these emergency preparedness drills, these things seem to happen.
I think it's so significant that on the very morning of September 11th, there were two military exercises, and one of them involved the terrorists hijacking a plane and crashing it into a government building. That's covered in James Bovard's excellent book, Pretext for War, in Mike Rupert's book, Crossing the Rubicon. It was even referred to in the 9/11 Commission report, but of course it was buried, and there was only one very, very short reference where one of the flight controllers said, "Is this real?" Talking about the hijacked planes, "or is this part of the military exercise?" But I bet you never heard of the military exercise. The book, Pretext for War, by James Bovard, they were practicing it that very morning. And I would simply point out that this last week, the President of the United States announced that in case there was an emergency, why, they would have military control in this country. The military would become in total control, military dictatorship, to enforce quarantine and stop the epidemic, to protect the lives of the American people. But the question is, where is the virus going to come from? Is it going to mutate someplace else or right here?
And of course,
hold just a moment.
The book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, A Road to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going to the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule, just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi. Bill, somebody had called in and wanted to know what the date of that article in Nature magazine where they quoted a fictional account of what was going to happen when, not if, but when this deadly flu strikes us.
Well, the whole fictional account is in the May 26 issue of Nature magazine, volume 435, page 400 and on. And, of course, it's a little eerie as it unfolds here. And, you know, I'm just trying to show you how the news media is in collusion with all this. Understand, not everybody in America can get the flu vaccine, and yet they're yelling at us, go get the flu, get the vaccination for the flu this year. 200 million of us can't have it, so about 95 million of us can. What about the others?
But, of course, Bill, the vaccination has for flu and for influenza has nothing to do with the H5N1 virus.
Absolutely. It's worthless. The one we're fearing is not, we're not protected from. Now, understand, in a normal flu season, we can't believe these numbers, but they say 36,000 die in the United States, over a million worldwide. They hype up those numbers to get everybody to, of course, get vaccinated, and we found that out. But obviously some die, and of course it's the underfed, the people with poor nutrition and so on. But nonetheless, what's going to happen here is that they're saying that this is going to spread around the globe. We don't see it jumping. We don't have it's never gotten to this point. And of course they want us to get vaccinated against something that our own vaccine doesn't protect us against.
But boy, it sure is good for business.
It certainly is, but notice how the news media keeps saying to roll up your sleeves. What about the rest of us? And then notice how irresponsible it is as we leave all of our little children and everyone else unprotected. Oh, well, we didn't have enough vaccine. Well, if it was that dangerous, why, we'd be doing something. And notice there's no backup plan to the vaccines. No other plan. Now, there are two immune systems in our body. One is an acquired immune system. If we're exposed to something, we develop antibodies to whatever we're exposed to. That's all they're talking about. They're not talking about the innate immune system. Get a bacteriology book. You can read it in any book. The innate immune system is your white blood cells, called macrophages, natural killer cells. They literally digest viruses. Also your T cells. T stands for thymus gland. And they come roaring out to literally eat and digest the viruses. And of course, we can boost our innate immunity. Now, isn't it interesting? Innate immunity is not in the government's plan. It's not in any backup plan. And yet I'm citing for everyone. You can go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com, and you could read. We're almost writing a report every day because it's rapid fire how the information is changing. But we're pointing out to you how to boost the innate immune system. And just simple things. Vitamin C and E does it quite well. And in fact, in little mice, they can't do these experiments in humans for ethical reasons, but when they gave them the worst form of influenza that causes a tremendous reaction in the lungs, they fill up with fluid, you die in your own juices, you just die of pneumonia. And of course, when they gave those mice the human equivalent of 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C and vitamin E, same dose of both, why then it calmed the storm down. You see, it's actually an overreaction of our immune system. It's kind of like sending 1,000 police cars to investigate an accident at one intersection. You get them bumping into each other. And that's what happens. And, of course, if it's happening in our lungs, why, then we've got a tragedy where we've got to actually calm down our immune system. But at the same time, we want to boost it so it's not underactive either. And, of course, we're finding ways to do that. We just need to use simple vitamins and minerals to do this. And, of course, isn't that interesting? Our little children under 2 years old, we really don't have anything for them. They're high risk. They don't have a developed immune system. And yet there are 4 reports now in the medical literature showing just something simple called elderberry syrup works quite well to shorten the duration of the flu and the symptoms. And, of course, we don't even utilize it. We don't think anything of it. And of course it's working quite well as Tamiflu for certain. And of course we're not utilizing, we've got to have something for these little children. Understand how irresponsible the pediatricians are in the country, having every child line up for flu shots this year all the way down to 6 months. We don't have a safety study for children between the age of 6 years and 6 months, and yet we're the only country in the developed world that has a vaccination program for the flu for young children. No other country will do it. They're not sure it's safe. What is wrong with us?
And I think that, of course, many of the flu shots will have toxic doses of thimerosal in them, but nobody ever even bothers to mention that.
Well, they're making vaccines now with they're thimerosal or mercury-free, but not the flu shots, of all things. Some of them still have as much as 25 micrograms of mercury.
Hold that right there.
four-tape set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I think you have to realize that if you really do the studies on the effectiveness of the regular influenza vaccine we've been giving, first of all, there are no studies at all. It helps children to 6 months of age, but many of these children are going to get toxic doses of mercury. Why would you do that? If you evaluate the elderly, that we say, oh, we've just got to give them the influenza shots. But, of course, the problem is that they do not have a normal immune response. As you get older, you don't respond normally unless you take things to increase your immune response. So these people are more susceptible. You know, certainly they do not have the normal response that people would have. And if you look at it scientifically, the influenza shots don't do the elderly much of any good, and yet they keep insisting on giving it to them. Of course, we do know that if you take the regular influenza shots, oh, 3 to 4 times over a 5-year period, and you're between 60 and 65, the incidence of Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000%. And if you'd like the scientific study that shows that, Dr. Fudenberg's study, we'll be glad to provide it if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Bill, pick up this story. Why are they trying to get everybody to take flu shots for fear of the H5N1 virus? But that isn't even out in the general population and may never be. And yet, of course, they're trying to frighten us to death.
Well, it's when they don't point out the natural alternatives, and we don't have, especially when we don't have enough vaccine, we don't have enough Tamiflu, and it seems to be engineered, the whole shortage, and maybe just for sales purposes, maybe for more sinister purposes of controlling population, we don't know. We have pointed out that if you have another infection or autoimmune disease or something that weakens your immune system, you're prone, and of course in 1918, when we looked at the people who died in that pandemic, of course, as they noticed that young people, not the old and not the very, very young children, but young people in their 20s and 30s died off, and what they had found out is that the number of people dying of tuberculosis, which is a bacterium in the lung, they almost disappeared from view for a while right after the Spanish flu. Well, of course, they had just died in the flu epidemic. You see, the young boys had gone off to war in World War One. Come back, there was no certainly no antibiotics yet, and of course, here we were. They had infection in the lung, then here came a virus, and they couldn't handle both, and they died. Some of them within 2 or 3 hours. And, of course, their lungs filled with fluid, and they died. And, of course, hearing these gruesome accounts, they're terrible. But so you understand that today, one-third of the human population on this planet, 2 billion people, currently have tuberculosis in their lung. And if you got a virulent strain of influenza circling the globe, those would be the people that are prone to dying. You would have a massive die-off of humans, 2 billion strong. And, of course, they're making it look like it's coming from bird flu, that the birds are taking this all over the planet, and all of a sudden birds fly north and south. This thing's traveling east and west. It doesn't make any sense. So, you know, what they're trying to do is create fear, get the world agreeing to cooperate in this thing, and of course, we're hearing about things like quarantines and, Michael Osterholm is talking about them bringing the economy of the world to a halt. All the airplane travel would stop. Global economies would come to an abrupt halt, said Osterholm on British Broadcasting earlier this year. He says the arrival of a flu pandemic will trigger a reaction that will change the world overnight. And, of course, you have other reports, ABC News, saying there'll be ghost towns and this kind of thing. Why would they say these things?
That's to scare everybody to death. And for those of you who haven't read Dr. Osterholm's article, July-August Foreign Affairs magazine, the theoretical journal of the most powerful organization in the world today, and they not had not one article, but three articles about the coming flu epidemic that is going to kill millions and millions and millions and millions of people.
Well, you know, I have two articles here on my desk, and they're by U.S. Department of Agriculture researchers, right here in our own government, and then another group at the University of North Carolina, and they're writing about the lack of selenium, a trace mineral that if we have a shortage of it, a deficiency of that will drive mutations for the influenza virus. So it's the mutation. Once you get the flu, then if it mutates in your body, it'll become a worse form, a virulent form, and that's the one that could be mortal. And they're pointing out if we just have enough selenium, we will stop this. Now, this is well referenced, and yet nothing is being done. Health authorities ignoring this. And, of course, this is almost a tip-off, and, of course, we could stop this. So if they're worried about that bird flu from those little birds out there getting to you and then, of course, being able to jump up and create a mutated form that would be very virulent, well, they seem to be helping that along. They did in the laboratory at University of Wisconsin. But we could protect ourselves at least from the non-mutated form becoming the mutated form with selenium. They're not even telling us about this. Now, if you're getting more and more concerned, because what's going to happen this flu season, as we said, a million people supposedly die off worldwide, 36,000 in the United States, they will have no way to discern the difference between the normal flu season and, of course, the outbreak of H5N1, dreaded Spanish flu virus. So they could just say we don't have a way to determine which one it is, or they could tell us they think it is and then later on deny it. And, of course, bring in the quarantines, bring in all these sanctions, and, of course, do that and scare us over nothing. There's no way to tell. And you couldn't tell. The cameras are going to show people with the flu. Some people will be dying because some do, usually in parts of the world where they have poor nutrition. If you're getting concerned, and we may just be getting the hype, but we have no way of discerning this, then you can go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. We have a new report there, What Parents Should Know About Flu Vaccination for Their Children. and how to keep the young children healthy during the flu season, because the first thing we want to do is protect our children. We do have another one coming out, a report on how our senior adult population can protect themselves, but our first report is on children. You can find it there or at survivalvitamins.com.
All right, now that's knowledgeofhealth.com or survivalvitamins.com.
Right.
Survivalvitamins.com, Knowledge of Health. Get these articles and pull them down and get the references to where you can find this in the Foreign Affairs magazine. I'm sure you probably at least tell them, at least mention that you don't republish the article. And then the Nature magazine article. And then what about, is there references there to this article that comes out telling about how they produce the most virulent virus ever produced in our laboratories? And
we don't write about anything on our website that isn't fully referenced with the volume and date and publication. It's all there. And of course, for the parents that are concerned, or the grandparents about their kids, what we have is a 3-page report, tells you what's wrong with the flu vaccines for your children, what you can do about it. And then there's a 21-page reference addendum, because you're going to get confronted by your doctors. Pediatricians are saying they're going to abandon their patients if they don't get the vaccines. Now, understand, you can't get the vaccines because there aren't enough of them, but this is what they're saying, they're going to abandon their patients. We've got a 21-page addendum. You can print it out, take it to your pediatrician, and say, listen, you're not even reading your own science. Somehow these recommendations aren't even corroborated by the current medical literature. And as we pointed out, there is no other developed nation that has gone along with the vaccination of very young children under the age of 6, so they don't believe it's safe yet.
For the influenza we're talking about now.
Yes, absolutely, we're talking about influenza. So, we're talking about these things and saying that, yes, we are being intentionally frightened and scared. There is no way for you now to tell the difference between what's real and what isn't, between the regular flu season and the one that they're concocting up, or maybe even, well, an escape of this flu virus that they mutated intentionally in the lab that's 39,000 times more virulent. So if this is all true and we're getting frightened about this, well, you need to prepare. Just like we are in our home, we're preparing to stay in our home with food for 30 days. And of course, we have natural medicines and things. You can get a list of those at knowledgeofhealth.com. Print it out, make copies, send it to others. And of course, there's no charge for any of that there. And of course, survivalvitamins.com and so on. You can find these sources and make use of them and stay one step ahead of them. And, you know, what's going to happen here is you're going to think you're going to be able to go down to the drugstore, go down to the health food store, it'll be too late. There will be no vitamins left. There will be no drugs left. There will be nothing. There will be no Tamiflu. There will be no vaccines. There will be no doctor.
And this is what Dr. Osterholm says in his article. He says that you'd see the total breakdown of the structure of society, of food manufacturing, of transportation, of delivery of medicines, of delivery of hospital care. Read his article. It's a frightening scenario. Does he know what's going to happen? Does he know that there are people out there that have actually made a much more lethal virus than ever had been produced by nature? Why would you do something that foolish, unintentionally, and that potentially dangerous? After all, we've seen these things escape from the laboratories before. Could they escape again? Or could they be allowed to escape? That would even be more frightening. Well, anyway, I think that it's so important that people know that there are certain things that they can get. Why don't you just sort of list them for us, Bill? People can listen to what you have to say. And these are things that they can buy down at the health food store right now if they want to, can't they?
Certainly they can. And, of course, they're inexpensive. If you can't find them, you can go to survivalvitamins.com. But, you know, the deal is they're saying, okay, 36 million people would be infected under their scenario. Let's say it's a lot less. There's only 1 million staffed hospital beds in the United States. So, you know, if more than 1 million people have trouble that needs hospitalization, you understand where the kind of jam we're in? So you need to be prepared at home. You need to know what to do so you're not panicking. And, of course, vitamin C, you need plenty of it on hand, and you may need to take it every 2 to 4 hours if, you know, you think infection's running around or you're starting to get symptoms. And, of course, you need some vitamin E around. It's wonderful, latest data showing it prevents respiratory infections, especially among the elderly. And, of course, selenium, like we just mentioned, and a little bit of zinc. These are good things. Some people get these in your multivitamins, but you need a little more. You need more vitamin C than your multivitamin provides you. And of course, elderberry syrup should be around for all the small children and adults. It works well on adults as well. And there's no overdose of that. You continue to take it. We give it to our child when he looks like he's getting something. We just have a little 1.5-year-old here at home. So we have enough of these natural remedies to see us through. After all, they have nothing else for us. You may belittle it. You may think there's no science behind it. You may want to take everything and run it down to your doctor, who probably doesn't know much about this. Well, at least for the ones with the babies and the young children, we have prepared a report. You can take it down to your doctor, confront him with it, and say, what do you think of all this? It'll give him some nice reading to do, you know, because there's quite a bit of science there. But otherwise, families are unprepared to confront their doctor and to resist all the things that they're saying. And, of course, when you're left with, well, we're going to abandon your care unless you go along with these vaccinations, well, you know, as it is, probably, thank God, the children won't get the mercury in the vaccines because they'll be used up already. A great many of the vaccines are already reserved. People have made reservations at the flu clinics, and they're already going to get them. So you can't stop Americans. They line up for something, as we pointed out. These viruses mutate. They haven't selected the right strain of flu virus to be put into the flu vaccine for the last 5 years. It's a worthless exercise in public health. It doesn't do anything. We need to get away from vaccines as a way to stop the flu and these viral outbreaks. Anyway, it's not a productive thing due to mutation and so on. We're 6 months away from getting a virus that would address the H5N1. And it almost seems like this has been an engineered type of shortage. And we just need to be aware and armed and have knowledge. Without it, well, what does it all mean to us? We don't know what to do, so fear sets in.
And so I think it's important people understand oil of oregano, things like allicin, which is the active ingredient in garlic, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E. All of these are vitally important.
The real natural antibiotics, oregano and garlic and olive leaf, have never shown any real antibiotic resistance. And, of course, what's good there is that in a pinch we can use these. Now, probably a garlic clove is stronger than a garlic pill. You need to crush it up pretty good. But these are, you know, lessons for all of us. I don't think there's one virus that has ever withstood the active ingredients in garlic. Now, it's a little pungent. We're going to have to learn how to take it, but it's just one of these things. There are some garlic pills. They may be helpful and so on. You can read about some of these things, of course, at knowledgeofhealth.com. If you don't have access to the web, then get somebody who does to print it out for you. Call them up and ask them if they'd just print out a few pages for you, so that you can get knowledgeable, read this a little bit for yourself. And, of course, we don't dare write about anything. We're talking about life and death issues here, so we document it all with good science and so on. We're not the experts. We're just the reporters. And we're, of course, this has been an exciting piece of research, but I wish we weren't doing it. And the public is obviously being manipulated. Once you get into this, you can see it quite clearly. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to get armed with the right information. We're going to get armed with the right preparedness at home. We're going to make sure we have our priorities right and make sure our children are protected and so on. So they're going to be doing something. They're too committed to this thing to not let it happen, in my mind.
They've spent an awful lot of time and an awful lot of effort, day after day after day, article after article after article, you know, television programs, radio programs. You remember what the Edward Bernays said, you know, our minds are molded, our ideas suggested, our thoughts are created largely by men we have never heard of, and that's the way it works in the American media today. And I recommend that everybody go to Bill's website, pull down the information, read it, and analyze it. And remember, you are responsible for your family. If there is a crisis, you're going to be like the people were, certainly in New Orleans, looking to the government to help, and where were they? Well, if there was a real problem, believe me, nobody's going to be coming into an area where there's a deadly epidemic to deliver medicine. So you have to really begin to prepare for yourself. Would that be a fair message, Bill?
It would be in any day. It's just this is bringing it all to our attention, whether it's food poisoning or whatever it is. We can't run to the doctor all the time. We're running out of money to do it anyway. Got a high price of gasoline and so on. You need to have things at home so that you can be prepared for any kind of disturbance.
And once again, those websites.
KnowledgeofHealth.com and, of course, SurvivalVitamins.com.
That's KnowledgeofHealth.com, SurvivalVitamins.com. Think about it. Begin to prepare. Because if you don't, who will? And if not now, when? God bless you. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, now.
Good night.
Tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is...
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is sort of a scary message, and yet, of course, things like this really could happen, and I come on the radio with Bill Sardi to try to encourage you to make preparations, and there are lots of things you should do. You should certainly have a food supply on hand. You should have a supply of flashlights and flashlight batteries. You should have masks, and you should be prepared to stay in your home for a matter of weeks at a time if there really were an epidemic. And we could always recommend that Berkey water filters, which we do carry here at Radio Liberty, we think it's a good thing to have, but we have put together a talk about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, back in Topeka, Kansas, called Planned Population Reduction. It's available on DVD or video, and we simply go into the background that here in the United States today, we have 65 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease, the end of public health policy. A very successful public health policy if you wanted to encourage the dissemination of sexually transmitted diseases. We've lost 500,000 people from AIDS, and nobody is ever held responsible. There are 1 million more people, over 1 million now, that are infected, and nobody's ever held responsible for a failed public health policy. I went to the CDC. If you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, that's AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, you should get that book and read it. It was written about 1991. It tells about when I went to the CDC, and the people there, at least some of them, knew it was needed to be done, and they were afraid to do anything. But there were others who knew it needed to be done, and they intentionally weren't doing anything because they made every excuse for not trying to stop the epidemic. And 500,000 Americans have died. Another 1 million are infected and will die. It's only a matter of time. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get my video or DVD, Plan Population Reduction. Every year in the world today, between 300 and 500 million people come down with malaria and 3 million die. And, of course, it is part of a plan of population reduction. They know what they're doing. They could stop it with DDT or with very minimal spraying, and they block that at every turn. There are 2 million people who have been infected with hepatitis B, 375 million with a chronic hepatitis B infection. Literally every child in the underdeveloped nations has contracted hepatitis B. And do you know why? Because we use dirty needles when we vaccinate them to protect their health. And if you go to the World Health Organization website, you'll find that's how these children got hepatitis B. Why would you do anything that stupid unintentionally? Why would you create a variant of the Spanish flu virus that was so much more lethal than the original virus that had killed so many people? And I think if you watch my video or DVD, Planned Population Reduction, we will give you the quotations from the people on the other side who tell you exactly what they're doing. Why would anybody encourage people to become homosexual? Why, it has to do with population reduction. Why would we have a marriage tax in the United States where it's more expensive to be married than to be single? Why population reduction? All of the things, there's a logical explanation for, but unless you understand the plan, you can't understand the program. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get this information. If you'd like a copy of my program today with Bill Sardi, why, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Stop and think, could this really be going on in America? Go to Bill Sardi's website, pull down the information that he has, beginning making preparations to protect yourself and your family. Because if you don't, who will? And if not now, when? And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Remember our all-day meeting on the 19th of November, a Saturday. If you want to come, you're going to have to make reservations. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.